You're listening to 1001 Album Club, where each episode we discuss a different album from Robert Emery's book, 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. This episode, we'll be discussing Stereo MCs Connected. In the room, I have Rob.
Yeah, I'm here.
And on the line, I have Ben.
Hello.
And Kyle.
I am Connected.
Connected is the 1992 album by Stereo MCs, released on the 5th of October, 1992. On the G Street label, it was produced by the Stereo MCs, and the genre is acid jazz, alternative hip-hop, trip-hop, and I'm going to read from the book, Andy... It was all about the hands. Rapper B, a.k.a. Rob Birch, had a habit during performances of extending his arms length in front of his forehead, like a magician attempting to bend spoons with the power of his mind. It was an eye-catching gesture and one that seemed to sum up the Stereo MC's message. Anti-materialistic and positive, Birch's lyrics were a take on the righteous ire of 70s reggae, while his image was an unlikely blend of Lavender Hill Shaman and Vincent van Gogh. Their previous album, 1992's Supernatural, yielded Elevate My Mind, the first British hip-hop single ever to reach the U.S. charts, so expectations for the follow-up were high. Abandoning the samples that had served them thus far, musical supremo Nick the Head Hallman took a risk and drafted in live musicians as well as the talents of Welsh drummer Owen If and an expanded troupe of black female singers. Connected revealed a gleaming bright production and robust pop hook that was equally driven and purposeful. The album was an international hit, but the effort exhausted the band, leading to their vanishing completely from the UK music scene for the next 9 years. All right, what do we think of Stereo MCs Connected?
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it in the least bit. I don't understand what's wrong with the British. In the year 2000, Q Magazine placed this as number 52 of the greatest 100 British albums ever made.
Wow.
And I don't know what's going on here.
I saw that too and I had to reread it.
Yeah. I thought I was taking crazy pills.
This is
fucking low energy. Everything I hate about Gen X, like, wrapped up in a little fucking bow.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
It's
shots fired.
Yeah, it's a low energy, kind of snarky dance. It goes on like fucking Connected's 5 minutes and it feels like 30. I'm sorry. Someone say something nice.
Connected is a perfect song. I fucking love Connected.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I remember when this came out, every time it came on, I was happy. I was like, oh, here we go. It's Connected time. It's such a good vibe. It's kind of dark and mysterious and meditative. And then, so I was looking forward to the rest of this album, and I'll be honest, I didn't get into it. I will say any of these songs could have fit on the Sliver soundtrack.
Okay.
And I would have liked them more, you know, listening to it since I was a child. But
okay.
Like,
okay, so the Sliver soundtrack, Kyle, are we talking the compact disc from Sliver that you would have been excited for any one of these songs to be in the mix, or are you just excited because you got to see Sharon Stone naked in the movie Sliver? Not mutually exclusive.
Come on, Rob, come on, man.
And but you're not wrong. Any one of these songs could have been on the Sliver soundtrack.
Yeah,
track.
It does. I wouldn't have skipped it. I like the. I thought the Stereo MCs are fine. They do a good job with what they do. I do feel like this album has a bit of one note.
Yeah.
That's kind of my...
It's just this song.
This is how one note it is. Up until this week, I thought Connected and Step It Up are the same song.
Yeah.
I thought Stereo MCs had one song,
yeah,
and it was some amalgam of Connected and Step It Up.
Yeah.
And then when I heard them both on the same day, I was like, oh, damn. But like both those songs and this whole album, to me, it feels like catchy music for Gap commercials. Like, it's just okay, like, it's like kids dancing around in khakis. Quick edits, you know, like
jean jackets.
Jean jackets, but they're on sale at the Gap.
Rompers. Yeah.
It just it's
tech vests.
It's got a style going on, and it's not a bad style, but it seems like it's, as for style versus substance, almost primarily just style. And I don't feel like the style is good enough to be able to carry its lack of substance.
This is neither ancient nor justified.
Is neither ancient nor justified.
Yeah, I was trying to picture it next to some of the other stuff we've been doing. And I will say Massive Attack had some similar style of the sort of like trip hop, laid back, kind of in pocket, groovy stuff. And but you guys are kind of right. The lack of creativity, I think it just hurts it a little bit. If I heard one of these songs, I'd be like, great, totally get it, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, single.
Single.
Totally fine. And then you listen to the next song, you're like, okay, kind of sounds like the last song. And then the next song, you're like, okay. And at the same time, I hate to, you know, we like the Ramones, so I hate to just say, you know, has the same formula, but at the same time, it's made to do that, right? Isn't it made to just put on and be like, all right, this whole party is going to have this kind of vibe. It's going to be at 90, 100 beats per minute. So this is just...
You know, that's a great question. Let me get out my tap tempo really quick, and we're going to find
but
out.
But it's going to...
Yeah,
you know,
race you.
It's made to mix, right? You put this record on and it, you know, follows whatever other music.
This is 100 beats per minute.
100 beats per minute, Birch.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Birch. Like the first song, like you can dance, you can catch a cool groove. Like if Connected came on at a party, all right. But if you put this whole album on at a party, it's like...
Party's not going anywhere.
It's not really made for that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you would be bumping. I don't know. I don't know what the UK was like in 1992. You know, I have some idea from these records, but I really wanted to like this. And I gave it two listens. And like I said, if I had listened to it for the past 30 years, you know, and had some kind of formative experience with it, but coming to it cold, I was just kind of bummed.
Yeah, I listened to it 5 times. Because I always put on the music I just cannot connect to more and more. Yeah.
You got to dig. You got to see, well, what am I missing? What am I missing? Yeah. And I don't think I'm missing anything. I think this just isn't my jam.
No.
This vibes like a baggy Manchester band that decided to stop doing drugs and get their lives together. Yeah. And like, this is the album that they put out. Like it's just like sanitized baggy.
And they're playing in your school's gymnasium. Like
they sure are.
About the truth
they
about
sure
drugs.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I'm impressed with I did like the sort of organic flow of the instruments. The fact that they, you know, they were one of the first bands to kind of incorporate that, right? It's not just samples. Yeah. It's live instruments producing this in the studio.
I mean, was the Roots not active in 92?
How far away are we from Portishead?
We're very close to Dummy.
Yeah.
We're on the cusp of Dummy.
But at the same time, you know.
Dummy cusp.
They can still be, that was still relatively, the fusion of live instruments, DJs, and the sort of like rapping was still kind of new.
It is sort of like rapping. You are correct there.
It's not really, but.
Yeah, man.
It's like a sing-along.
It's 92 and we're almost at the point where everyone's dad and principal thinks that they can rap because it's saturating the coolness of pop culture. Like this is about the time that we're going to see commercials for like programming on CBS that have like bad rapping is about to be everywhere.
Rap and Rodney came out in 83, so we have pretty established.
Rodney was very ahead of the curve.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the Fruity Pebbles, "My Name Is
Square
Friend,"
white
and
guys
to say
trying
was
to rap.
88.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's been.
Is this like the next? Is this the next stepping stone after like CNC Music Factory?
they are forever entwined.
Yeah.
CNC was like what, 90? So this is just a couple years later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In Dutch sensation Technotronic.
I remember. Well, yes, yes. Oh, there's a lot to talk about there. But I remember getting the CNC Music Factory tape when I was like 10 or 11 and being like, oh, well, I like the songs that sound like each other that are on the radio, but I don't like the rest of this.
Gonna make you sweat. To you.
They were one of the first, according to this, one of the first hip-hop groups to be signed to a major label, signing with Island Records, and that could have been in the UK.
I think that was definitely in the UK. Yeah.
In 1989. So, gave them access to a wider audience. I also think that's probably why it was distributed so heavily. Maybe that's why we're getting it, is because they had a major label to push them.
I mean, this was definitely on a lot of those, like, no, that's what I call the 90s.
Sure.
Clubs.
Yeah. No, sure.
Yeah. Man, this dude does look like Vincent Van Gogh. Jeez.
Yeah. It's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Like Vincent Gallo.
I did think it was cool that they, you know, they were really seen as remixers, you know, remix work for U2, Queen Latifah, Jungle Brothers. So that makes perfect sense to me. It's like you can imagine their style, you know, fitting well in remix formats.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pleasing to listen to. I think that's, I'm surprised that you came in so hot, because there's nothing offensive about it. It doesn't, it doesn't push, but it doesn't draw me away in any fashion.
This repels me.
And it sits right in the middle for
me. This is vestiges of a like sound of the 90s that I just want to be done with.
Yeah.
And that,
but is that their fault?
Yeah,
that's
no.
What I'm saying.
No,
yeah.
No. Well, yes, because they're making the music, but no, because we're listening to a thing in chronological order.
Yeah.
I would have never sought this out like outside of this project. And it's just kind of like reminding me that this is simply not what I'm into.
Yeah.
And yeah, like,
doesn't hold up.
It's not really offensive, but man, like, I would prefer to be offended at this point.
Yeah.
This is just like
at least
milk toast.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
It's right on the line. It's very. It's competent. It's technically well made.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
In the right circumstances, I could see it being fun and cool. I don't know.
Yeah, like the body of evidence soundtrack.
Yeah.
God damn it, Rob. Yes, this album's like William Dafoe's dick. Just huge, and it goes on forever.
So is that a positive, Kyle?
We listened to another group, Soul to Soul, and I felt the same way. I felt like it wasn't pushing anything, but at the same time, it felt like just a fine groove to get into. Rob B. had said, in America, it was difficult as they had no category to put us in. One minute we were called techno, next hip hop, hip house, acid jazz, he says in horror, indie. Nick just told him to put them all on. Just to service everyone. And they said, over time, we managed to continue touring, recording without overselling ourselves. To a point, the media just ignored our existence, and eventually we decided to do things. We wanted to take the reins in our own hands and build on the work we had already done, regardless of the industry.
I thought they didn't make another record for 9 years after this one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
So I guess
they just toured around, did remixes, and did their own thing.
All right, good on them.
Cool, yeah.
Get paid.
But yeah, this one had a breakout with Connected, UK album chart number 2. It's pretty good. Won the
Connected
Brit Awards.
I mean, that's
best album.
Goddamn good song. Of course, it's track one, but this is the fashion of the time.
Yeah.
Also, in the fashion of the time, this is too damn long.
Really, 56.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a long 56.
It's a long time to not really change anything.
Yeah. It's not a
or try anything or say anything.
Yeah, it feels like a positive message, but then all the songs are a bit of the positive message, and his what do we want to call it? Singing, rapping has a very similar style to it.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very, very monotone.
He has a distinctive sound, but it's all his own.
Yeah.
His positive message, it's like basic. It's like, yeah, the sky's blue too, you know? He's not really getting very profound with anything he's saying.
That's true. I mean, yeah, that's 1992. Yeah. Pop music was pretty blandly political. It was like, don't be a dick.
Yeah. Unless you get into
the 80s are over.
Yeah, hey man. Mean people suck, right?
There's a hole in the bucket.
Don't worry, be happy.
I did appreciate too the female singers in the background. However,
they sound great.
Yeah. They sound great, but I don't feel like they're utilized as well as they could be. They kind of just do backup over Rob's sing-songiness, and mm-hmm. which is a nice blend. It's good.
No, if we're just talking about that connected song, like once the female vocal takes over, it elevates the song.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
So, yeah, I thought they did a great job, but I agree that a little variety would have helped.
Agreed.
Top 100, was it UK albums or?
Yes. The Jesus 52nd Christ. Greatest UK record out of 100.
That's embarrassing. Let's find this guy and tweet at him. Who is this asshole?
It's probably one of the members of the band.
Yeah.
Or like three of the members of the band, like all like.
On a trench coat.
On top of each other's shoulders on a trench coat.
I mean.
Number 52.
I would imagine this being like something like Ace of Base. When Ace of Base came out, and everyone was just like, oh my gosh, this pop music.
I disagree.
Okay.
Because
that Ace of Base record's awesome.
That Ace of Base record is incredible. And
I mean, it's just, I just wish it wasn't so one note. I wish there was something more that I could grab onto. Like, this is hold music for me. Like, this.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you say it's groove starved?
No,
it's good groove.
There's some.
Plenty of groove.
It just has one groove.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
you put the groove on, and this is it.
Yeah, I mean, it's 100. Sure. It's 100 beats per minute for 13 tracks.
Yeah,
like it's not.
Not technically, you know.
I know it changes, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
easy
yeah.
to mix.
Let me it throw easy, it easy in a bucket. Mm-hmm. Let me pigeonhole these people. Sure. I listened to their record 4 times, and I was mad each time.
Yeah,
you're gonna do it again.
I'll tell you what Kreisgau had to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rap with an international face, techno with a human face, disco with a postmodern face, techno rap disco with a pop face, pleasant, beat-wise, so multifaceted, its functionality is fungible and forgettable.
Yeah.
B minus.
He's not wrong.
That's
yeah.
I saw some other reviews that were like, it's as fun as it is forgettable. I mean, which is true.
Yep.
I'm going to not remember this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And thank goodness.
Yeah.
This is probably someone's favorite record, though.
I know. But here's the thing.
Who is that person?
Here's the thing. Singer?
Okay.
If you listen to this song, if you listen to Connected, and you're like, this is it. This is the greatest song. This is it.
I wish I had a whole album of it.
I wish I had a whole album of this song. Of course it's their favorite album.
I am wrong a lot. And I own that, but
I'm going to be wrong right next to you on this one, Rob.
I don't get it.
Can't get into this. Mm-hmm. It's catchy. It's got a groove. Makes me want to buy some khakis, but I'm not going to spin this.
Yeah, I want some flannels.
I'm going to go neutral. Neutral, but leaning positive.
Okay.
It's tough. Like, I really wanted to like this. And like I said a few times, I might have liked it if I was younger and just you know, had fond memories of it, or it was playing at the roller rink.
Yep.
Was that not playing at your roller rink, Kyle?
No, they're playing the curly shuffle. neutral leaning positive. I would put Connected on any fucking mixtape. Maybe the other one that kind of sounds like Connected. I don't know. Yeah.
Neutral. Birch, go to the other one.
Have to pull up a whole that different program.
Opening little yeah thing as an alarm would drive me fucking insane. I would lose or like a ringtone.
Yeah, ringtone.
Oh god. I'm sure it exists.
Positive there's ringtones.
I'm
for
sure
Stereo MCs.
They made a lot of money on that exact ringtone back in the early aughts. Wowie wow.
Yeah, there's so many yes and gonna get yes on this album that it just doesn't do it for me.
It didn't get me.
No.
I like the flute.
Mm-hmm. The flute's great.
Yeah.
I like the flute loops.
I like the tambourine and I like the drum beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that it appeared in Hackers.
Oh, of course it did.
Of course it did.
Of course it did.
What scene did it appear in Hackers?
Could have been any of them.
Yeah. I'm imagining a montage of hacking.
Oh, definitely.
Fucking hate that movie.
I'm in.
I can't hate that movie.
Man.
And that soundtrack fucking rules.
Does it?
Yeah, dude.
It does have some good.
Is it like Static X and...
No, before Static X, like Orbital and The Prodigy. Mm. And,
okay.
Stereo MCs.
Stereo MCs.
Yeah. Underworld.
Underworld, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's got some great techno tracks.
Their name, Stereo MCs, it's just like a...
There's two of them.
It's like a blank fill in the blank placeholder of a name. It's not really much of a name.
Like it.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Does it just
it's
mean
two
that,
MCs, the stereo?
They're the one and two, and they're the master of ceremonies.
One in each, you know.
Yeah.
Are there two MCs in this band?
I thought so.
Yeah. I hope so, or I'm gonna look like an asshole. Yeah. That's how I interpret it.
Yeah, it is.
It's vocalist Rob Birch and disc jockey Nick the Head Hollum.
Also, it was 1992 and stereo had just been invented.
Oh.
What?
It's, oh, okay. Yeah, Rob Birch and Nick Hollum.
Yeah, but he's the DJ. He's not the MC.
DJs can also MC.
You can also MC.
Why are you trying to put DJs in a box, man?
So you're saying that they're called Stereo MCs because they've got two guys, one of them's the DJ?
No, because they're both MCs.
Who also DJs.
Masters of ceremonies.
It's like Run DMC has three MCs.
No.
And?
But I understand why Run DMC is called Run DMC, because it's Rev Run and Daryl McDaniels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Stereo... I don't know, and I don't care to know.
Okay.
I think it's a dumb name.
Semantics.
I think it says nothing.
Okay. Okay.
I don't like it. I hope
people
do like it continue enjoying it, but mm-hmm. just not my jam. I'm negative. I can't. I will never return, and I hope it burns in hell.
Okay.
You I'm
hope
neutral.
It burns in
I'm
hell? It's not offensive.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm neutral. I don't care enough to hate it. It's mm-hmm. just there. And it's fine. They had that song, then they made an album of it, and then they didn't do anything for the rest of the decade. Good job, Stereo MCs. Neutral from Ben.
Yep. I would probably say the same thing. It's got enough going on for it, but it just kind of there. If somebody put it on, I'd be like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
But
guys.
I'd probably silently judge them a little bit.
If they listen to the whole thing end to end, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. If somebody put this on at a party and did not mix it up, I'd be like,
you'd have to sneak over and change it.
Nah. They wouldn't notice if you did.
It was Zach DePew.
I didn't like any of the songs. I would never recommend this to anybody, which in my personal opinion is a negative.
Yeah.
I simply can't actively dislike this.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck me.
Well, we're going from that to extreme. Next time, Ministry, Psalm 69.
Yes. I thought we were going to have to listen to Extreme.
All right. Thanks.